Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Amy in the Tax Quips forum with a very disturbing tale. Let me summarize. Amy's ex forged her name to their joint 2004 tax return, stealing a sizable refund. He then stole her court-ordered share of his pension plan. No doubt there's more going on. You can read her story in my detailed reply herself. But what I would like to do is address two things here today. One, the utter helplessness that happens in any nasty divorce, especially when there is an abusive relationship, and two, the need for speed when it comes to tax and legal issues. Let's start with helplessness. Even in a friendly divorce, like mine when I was in my early 20s, you just want to get it over with. You'll do anything you can. You'll give anything up just to end it. Or, on the other hand, you turn into an angry monster trying to get everything you can get your hands on to punish him or her, whether you're entitled to it or not. Both of these paths are completely wrong. The most important thing you need during a divorce is a good, positive, well-adjusted friend who can help you maintain perspective and fairness. You need a friend who's going to help you insist on looking after your and your children's long-term welfare by being assertive, not aggressive. And if you don't know the difference, I've given you a link. If you don't have positive friends or family members to help you, well, that may be just the reason you ended up in this bad relationship in the first place, to get away from those other bad people. Well, you can't choose your family, but perhaps it's time to assess how you choose your friends. People who make you feel badly about yourself are people to avoid, even if they're family. Friends are people who cheer for you. They make you feel good, and they see the positive side of your experiences and stories, not always what you've done wrong. Being surrounded by good friends, you won't ever get into a bad marriage again either. Then let's look at the need for speed. Amy's problems are pretty serious. Both of the financial issues, the tax refund theft and the 401k theft, could have been avoided or corrected by acting swiftly. During the divorce proceedings, as soon as you get a court order entitling you to the right to assets, especially pension assets, notify the asset holder immediately about the court order. In an abusive divorce situation, ask your attorney to have the court issue an order to freeze key assets until their dispensation is determined. I don't know why this is rarely done, since it's so common for spouses to hide or steal assets, but I think it should be done regularly. Then when something like tax returns are forged, you can correct the problem by notifying IRS immediately and filing your own correct tax return, even if it has to be a married filing separate return. That way, you may still be able to get your share of the refund or avoid being held responsible for your ex's balances due. Whenever you act swiftly, you can work within the statute of limitations for courts and for IRS. This is just a little bit to help, and remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about fixing things and other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.